Well, thank you. This is Clark Snyder. I appreciate you supporting my album, A Complicated Cake. There's a couple possessions I have in my life that I would rush into a burning building to save. One is this little Fender Telecaster electric guitar. This is my riding guitar. I don't very often plug it in. It's a pretty simple instrument. It's just a plank. And the sound vibrates on it, and I can hear it fine. Somewhat unusual, it's got a little whammy bar on it, or a vibrato bar that gives it that little surf sound, I guess you'd call it. Telecaster is a mainstay of country music. All those country licks are Telecaster. It's also, surprisingly, the mainstay of soul. When you think back, all that Motown stuff, and that's usually the Telecaster doing those little guitar licks. Telecasters can have a really thin sound that just sort of bites right through the mix. Let me tell you how I happened to acquire this guitar. About the time I left home in my teens, my family moved from Seattle across the Cascade Mountains to a little arid desert town called Ephrata, Washington. My dad bought a business there. The business started doing well. We would congregate there, all us kids, extended family. We'd congregate there on Christmas time, and my parents were able to give us some cash on Christmas. The deal was that money not be spent on bills. You buy something you want and like. Well, I knew that if I took that money back to Seattle, where I had bills, and I would spend it on bills. So I had to find a place to spend it there in that town. Just a little aside, in the song Our First Year, which I feature this Telecaster on, there's a line, "We hung candy canes on tumbleweed." And where that comes from is, as I said, a desert town, no trees. We would take tumbleweed, sometimes sagebrush, mount it, stick it up on the table, and that was our Christmas tree. Lights on it and everything. It smelled good, too. In this little town of Ephrata was the local music teacher. His name was Connie Naisland. He gave lessons there at his house, had a little separate room there, and he also sold instruments. Connie was about the only guy I know that could play a woodwind instrument while dipping snuff. He was unusual in that way. He came to expect me every December 26th, and I was not going to disappoint him. On this little guitar stand, amongst his other instruments, was this little 1969 Fender Telecaster. I picked it up and looked at it, and happened to notice that it might be the right price. But this guitar was not new. This guitar had been well used. So well used that the fingerboard, where you put your fingers, the oils of the fingers as well as the bending of the strings literally wore through the finish on the fingerboard. And you could pretty much look at the fingerboard, tell what keys the guy who had it before me was playing in, and kind of what kind of music. I didn't want to know too much about this guitar. Connie gave me a little information. It was a guy that had played in bands, got low on money, needed some money. Connie had it, and also was pretty much done with music. From there on, I didn't really not want to know too much more. But I always feel like I've been a caretaker to this guitar rather than owning it. It's brought me great joy, but it also brought someone else great joy, and it's unfortunate that whoever owned it before me still doesn't have it. But I do, and I'm taking care of it. I love this guitar. Once again, thank you for your support. Hope you enjoyed this and the other couple stories. This is what I like to do.